One morning I rose very early, with the intention of taking a walk when the streets would be virtually empty. I headed in the direction of the Church of Santa Maria della Salute, and as I came into Campo San Vio, I noticed four men in work clothes standing by the side of the English church. Two of them were crouching at the base of the church wall, about 30 feet apart, at opposite ends of a net that lay loosely gathered on the ground between them. Each man drove a single nail through a corner of the net, anchoring one side of it to the pavement. Then each held a free corner in his hand, and, still crouching, watched a third man, who was carrying a canvas sack. The man walked to the center of the campo, reached into his sack, and started tossing breadcrumbs onto the ground. Within minutes, pigeons began to alight and peck at the crumbs. 40 pigeons, 50 pigeons. The man now threw the breadcrumbs slightly closer to the men with the net, and then closer still. The pigeons followed the moving feast, jostling each other as they pecked and hopped. When they were within a few feet of the net, the two men flung the free end over the pigeons and trapped them. A furious fluttering and tumbling swelled the net as the men skillfully pulled it around and under the pigeons until they were fully enclosed. Only a few escaped. The fourth workman now rushed over and threw a large black cloth over the pigeons. They were instantly becalmed. The men then picked up the net, now heavy with pigeons, and carried it to a boat waiting in the canal. It was no secret that most Venetians hated pigeons. Mayor Cacciari had called them flying rats, but his proposals to reduce their number had been noisily opposed by animal rights activists. Apparently, a pigeon control program was proceeding anyway, quietly, under the cover of early morning hours. The men climbed into the boat and had started transferring pigeons from the net into empty cages when I approached. One of them waved me away. "No greens, no greens," he said. "Are you with the Green Party?"
"No," I said. "I'm just curious."
"Well, you can see we handle the birds very gently," the man said. "We're taking them to the veterinarian. He will inspect them and release the healthy ones. The sick ones will be put to sleep." I asked how many pigeons they expected to catch this way, but my voice was drowned out by the motor revving up. The men clearly had no interest in talking to me. But as they pulled away, the driver shouted out the name of their boss, Dr. Scatoline. "He knows about all this stuff." To my surprise, when I called Dr. Mario Scatoline, he invited me to come and see him that very afternoon. Dr. Scatoline's proper title was Director of Animal Affairs, and he worked in a 15th-century palace on the Grand Canal that served as a municipal building. I arrived at his office through a series of cramped, winding hallways. "Ordinarily, I wouldn't discuss our netting operation," Dr. Scatoline said affably as he ushered me in. "I prefer to deny we do it, but since you saw it with your own eyes, meh," he shrugged. Dr. Scatoline had wavy salt-and-pepper hair and wore a light gray suit. He had a large office, and his desk and shelves were piled high with papers and reports. Tall windows looked out on a narrow, gloomy interior courtyard. "Look," he said, "Venice has 120,000 pigeons. That's far too many. When pigeons are overcrowded, they get stressed, their immune systems weaken, and they become susceptible to parasites that can cause pneumonia, chlamydia, toxoplasmosis, and salmonella when they are passed to human beings." As he spoke, Dr. Scatoline sketched the outline of a pigeon on a pad of paper. He drew little droppings coming from under the pigeon's tail feathers and an arrow to indicate parasites under the wings.